We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Beautiful, bright orange sunshine today. Right now, highs of 70. A chance for showers, though, 60% today, later today, and then 40% tomorrow. But they're not saying any kind of washout like we had last week or anything. It's going to rain, it's going to stop, then it might rain again and stop. But for the weekend, clearing out, drying out, and just perfect for the Palm Sunday weekend. Highs between 72 and 74. Low humidity, plenty of sunshine, so get out and enjoy that. Kirk Talbot joins us on Louisiana State Senator to talk about what happened in Louisiana, the Insurance Committee meeting yesterday at the state legislature. Good morning, Kirk. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How you doing?
I'm all right. Tell me about the meeting yesterday and the testimony by Commissioner Temple, et cetera.
Yeah, we had a good meeting. We passed some good bills, part of our package to kind of reform this insurance industry in an attempt to, stabilize this market, start attracting companies to come here so we can, we can get some relief on these premiums. My bill, Senate Bill 323, kind of reconstructs the entire claims process. We're doing things like requiring a written proof of loss, which is something that we don't do in this state, and it's just something that most states, if not all of them, do.
Wait, let's slow you down there for a second, Kirk. When you say written proof of loss, how does it stand now?
Right now, there is no written proof of loss, so it's very difficult to determine when a claim starts. Is it when the adjuster comes out to your property? Is it when the adjuster sends in his report to the insurance company, or is it when the policyholder calls the insurance company and says, hey, the storm blew my roof off or whatnot? And that's important because that triggers
the prescription 30-day period, right?
Well, it triggers the 30-day period where right now an insurance company has 30 days to pay you once they've been notified of a claim. And if they don't pay you in 30 days, then they are subject to fees and penalties and attorney fees. Okay. So unfortunately, both sides manipulate that 30 days all to the detriment of a policyholder. Insurance companies may say, well, we don't think the claim started here. We think it started here. Plaintiff attorneys can go to insurance companies and say, we're going to nail you for all these penalties because we think, the claim started here. And then you go to a court and it's very inconsistent. So when we traveled to Lloyd's of London, we went on a delegation meeting last year, and we've met with these insurance executives, say, what can we do to get y'all to come back here and start writing? They said, look, just clear up this process. If you can do a written proof of loss, we know when the 30 days starts, that would go a long way in clearing up this claims process. So they know what the rules are.
If this passes, what does that mean, Kirk? Somebody with damage would have to send an email or some kind of certified letter or something to the insurance company or what?
Doesn't have to be certified. And we didn't define what let me say this. This bill was a collaboration of both sides, attorneys that represent policyholders and insurance executives. So, they worked a long time, 3 or 4 months on this bill. We didn't define what a written proof of loss was because what we've seen in the past with other forms like this, you know how insurance companies are. If that form is not filled out all the way, if there's one thing wrong, they'll deny your claim. Mm-hmm. So, that's kind of, up to interpretation, but it's a much better system, I think, than what we have now. And it's modeled after similar practices in other states.
So how will somebody know if they provided, I don't know if the bill is just not to be heard on the floor. I don't know what the status of it is, but the text of it.
It's going to be heard on the floor next week.
So what, it still can be amended, I guess. What will people have to do as you would like to see it? How would they know that the legal standard for, if that's what we're trying to do, clear this up, that the legal standard for written notice has been given or received?
I mean, I think the usual practice is going to be when the adjuster comes out here, comes to your house, mm-hmm. and writes up the report and mm-hmm. sends it in. Because then everybody knows, you know, we have a paper trail. You know, that's when the claim starts, because they let the insurance company know this is what the damage is. And then, and look, and the whole point of this is to allow the policyholder where you don't need to hire an attorney. You know, you don't need to have a drawn out lengthy process to get paid and go through all that. So
well, why not have it say that then, that the time begins when the adjuster comes out?
Well, because if it's during a storm and you have places where maybe it's down in Cameron Parish, maybe it's, you know, you have a COVID situation, maybe you have, you know, there's all these kind of factors that could mess that up, and that could delay. You know, you might have, you know, a massive hurricane like Katrina, and you know the insurance offices were destroyed. You know, maybe they're working out of a hotel in Memphis, Tennessee. So, and look, this is a bill that's still a work in progress mm-hmm. to a degree, because we're uncovering certain things at every hearing we do, and trying to make it better. We amended it a little bit in the committee. There were some things that were brought up. This was brought up that we may do some things to tweak it between here and the floor, and do some amendments on the floor. And when it goes to the House, we'll probably do the same thing. So, you know, we're kind of taking our time on this and hearing all sides and trying to get this right.
And I'm not trying to be argumentative. It just seems like if the idea is to clarify it, then it should be as clear as can be.
Yeah, you make a good point. We just don't want to make it so rigid to where if the policyholder, you know, I'll give you an example. Let's say, you know, you have a claim. You the adjuster comes out there, does a written proof of loss, and you don't have any power. They couldn't check the air conditioner because there was no power. Mm. And then you find out later that when they do turn the power on 2 weeks later after the adjuster left, that the air conditioner doesn't work. Mm. So then air conditioner and HVAC guy comes out and writes up a report that says the air conditioner was fried because of the storm. That is a written proof of loss. It wasn't in the original form that the insurance company came out to do, because they didn't know the air conditioner wasn't working because you didn't have any power. So that would constitute as a written proof.
We got to take a break. But what you just described is the problem with trying to craft a law that covers every eventuality, and I understand what you're going through. I used to be the program director of radio stations, and I would write a weekend memo that started with one sentence. And then I got to think, well, wait, how could they misinterpret this? And then it led to another sentence, which could be misinterpreted, which wound up with like five pages for one sentence. So I understand what you're trying to do.
I mean, that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. I want to talk about the three-year rule, and also about the commissioner's plan here. It seems like, and I use the phrase, his feet are taped to the bicycle on this. He's willing to accept responsibility for this. He says it's not a dream, it's not a wish. Till Royce pluses that is a plan. And here's the thing, Kirk, I think, and you can address this as we come back. I think people want, for whatever reason, and I made the analogy when I was talking to Commissioner yesterday about Mutiny on a Bounty, they want the seaman flogged. They want a flogging to take place, but the idea is not to beat up on the insurance companies. The idea is to make insurance more available and more affordable. As unpleasant as it might be, if that means lighting a cigar for the insurance companies, then light the cigar, whatever it takes to make insurance more available and more affordable. We'll pick it up. We come back with Kirk Talbot, Louisiana State Senator, 722 Traffic Now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
727, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to State Senator Kirk Talbot about the insurance crisis in Louisiana and the three-year rule about being able to drop policyholders if the insurance company wants to. Jim Donlan, the former commissioner, called it one of the best consumer protections ever, and I might be paraphrasing there. Take me through that, Kirk, in a couple of minutes that we have left. And I will also say that I think, you know, what I said earlier, I think people want the insurance companies flogged, but that's not what we look at, what you really want. What we really want is more availability and more affordability. And if it works, it works. And we got to try something. Go ahead. Take the ball. You got it.
Yeah, I mean, well, let me say this. There's no piece of legislation that I can file, that anybody else can file, that's going to lower your rates. The only way we're going to get our rates lowered, I think, are two things. One, you put a fortified roof on your house. That will lower your rates. Mm-hmm. And we've already talked about that a lot. Second is, when your agent calls you and says, Tommy, I found the same policy, same coverage with a different company for $1,000 cheaper. When someone offers you the same policy for a cheaper price, that's when you're going to get a premium reduction. So how do we do that? We need companies to come into Louisiana. You know, if we bring in 8 or 9 new companies and attract them, you know, I have no brand loyalty with a homeowners insurance company. I just want the coverage I need, and I want to pay a reasonable premium. And I don't care if it's company A, company B, or some company I never heard of. But for a company to come into Louisiana, they're going to have to pull you off of your policy and me off of my policy in order to write a policy. They're going to have to offer a cheaper rate for the same product, just like free market competition, right? Let's talk about the three-year rule. What good is the three-year rule right now when you can't afford your premium? I mean, it's just not doing us any good right now. Right. We're the only one in the country that does it. We're the only one in the world that does it. So we have a very risky state. I'm sure you would agree. We have a high propensity of named storms that make landfall. Maybe the state that has the highest is what I've always been told and learned when I've done my research. We have a disproportionate amount of people that live near the coast, so that makes us even more risky. So here we have a very risky coast. We have a lot of coastline, and we have a risk population. We're trying to get companies to come in here and write policies and take a risk, yet we're not letting them manage their risk because of the three-year rule, where in other states, maybe they, you know, as they accumulate a book of business, they get risky policies, they shift them to another company, or maybe they, you know, for lack of a better word, they don't renew them because they're risky. And a lot of times you have, you know, policyholders that may have let their house go because they say, hey, I'm in the three-year rule, they can't drop me. You know, I'm just going to stay where I am and not fix my problems, where they would do that in other states. So now you have insurance companies can do two things. They can hang on so now they have a disproportionate amount of risk. They can do nothing and hope a storm doesn't come, or as they're learning after the 4 storms in 2 years, they can raise rates to cover that risk. And what do? They raise rates on people like you and I, let's say, that don't have a risky property. You know, you hear all the time, I had no claim, I have a good home, I have a relatively new roof, and my rates went up. Well, your rates are probably going up because you're paying for the legacy policies that they normally would shed or shift around, maybe shift them to another company that they own, but they can't get rid of that risk. So everybody ends up paying for it. And the other ripple effect it has is it raises the baseline of premiums, which raises the citizens' insurance premium because they got to be 10% above the highest rates in the state. So it has a ripple effect. But,
Kirk,
you know, the bottom line is, it's not helping us.
Right. We're out of time, and thank you. I appreciate it. I know you'll come back on and talk to us. And the bottom line is what we have now is not working, so I would suggest folks give it a chance, and if it doesn't work, hold those responsible accountable. But you got to do something. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Steve Nelson, General Superintendent of the Sewerage and Water Board right now. WWL First News, Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.